Hi guys, and welcome to a new episode of Coffee with Kathy and Claire. I'm Kathy.
And I'm Claire, and this podcast is all about sharing our own personal experiences and struggles with modern day parenting.
And having a few laughs along the way. This show is for everyone, mums, dads, grandparents, foster parents, adoptees, everyone.
It's an outlet for all your struggles and to know that you are not alone.
So pop us on your Bluetooth in your car, headphones in while you're going for a walk, or do what I do and wear headphones while I tackle that never-ending pile of laundry.
Or just take the load off and have a coffee with Kathy and Claire. Hi guys, and welcome to episode where we have a guest speaker today. It's very exciting. Paris Lemestre. I don't really know how you say your name, but it's so sexy. I know. I was like, her name's Paris, and it's such a French name. So sexy. So today we are going to do an episode on the power of co-working. So Paris here is the engagement lead at YHub. So she's the business engagement lead at YHub. And I'm sure that you all know that that's where we actually do our podcasts. So Coffee with Kathy and Claire is recorded here at YHub. And Paris here today is going to talk about what we do and how amazing this space is. Sadly, Kathy can't be here today, so it is just the two of us. There's the school holidays, so she's got a lot going on with that. So we thought we'd bring a little bit to the community and, yeah, talk about these types of things. So we are exploring innovative ways of working and thriving in the modern business world. And obviously I'm Claire, and we will be talking about all of the things that you can do in the world of co-working and how that can really supercharge your networking opportunities, especially because people are starting to kind of get out of the rat race and they want their own jobs, but they don't necessarily want to work from home with their business, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Oh no, it's so excited to get people in the community in particular just to know what is out there and available for them in this awesome space.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So it's become quite a transformative force in the way that we work, really. And I think maybe in particular since COVID.
100%. Yeah. Since COVID. I think it's been the main drive for a lot of people to start co-working is, you know, having that flexible option to either work from home or, mm-hmm. you know, be able to come into a space where they're not committed to an office lease. You just don't know what could happen.
Exactly. And it gets pouring at home, doesn't it?
It does.
You know, and a lot of people I talk to have got kids and they're in the background.
Yeah, very distracting.
Yeah, exactly. They don't really have that sort of space to be able to use the co-working environment. But tell us a little bit more about what is co-working, like what actually is it?
Co-working, okay. I guess as a general, like as a whole, co-working, I would describe it as, you're within a space that you're sharing with other like-minded business mm-hmm. individuals. And it depends on the space, in particular how that co-working structure is set up as well. So, for example, with YHub co-working here in Yanchep, we have different levels of co-working. So, you know, you can start from just coming in a couple of days a week. You could be here full time. You could have a reserved desk. Like, you know, it really just depends. And then we've also got offices as well. So, and that's starting from, you know, as little as two people per office all the way up to a full office fit out. So, there's a lot of flexibility there. And I think the best thing that people love about these kind of co-working spaces is the flexibility and not being locked into these contracts. Also getting away from being at home if they don't have the space, like maybe mm-hmm. they don't have a study and they just need somewhere else to go. And it helps them with that accountability as well within their business too.
Definitely. And the way that it has grown, like I mentioned earlier, even since COVID, where it's like, I don't know how, especially over East, like so many people would have been working from home.
Oh yeah,
and
absolutely.
And that transition to go back to the office, or those who, you know, realize how isolated they become, maybe just through the fact that they were sitting at home, then they couldn't go out. You know, that's where this sort of space becomes quite yeah, necessary. For...
Absolutely, because that's actually quite common from some of our members that have joined us even recently. One of the reasons we had Brothers Mining Maintenance come in and take our four-person office was because they were all working from home and the business is doing really well. But being in that environment, you know, it's you're mixing your business into your personal life as well. So you're not removing yourself from your personal sanctuary at home and creating that space for your business. And they found that the kids were really distracting and they were not getting out and doing anything or seeing anyone. And they just absolutely love connecting with everyone that's in the space, like being able to go into the kitchen, have a cup of coffee with someone, you know, chat about their business, what are you up to, you know, what's your biggest challenges, like it's a great conversation starter. And that's also how collaborations are made.
Exactly.
People start to bounce off each other and, you know, relationships are formed.
Exactly right. And even like, you know, for Coffee with Kathy and Claire, like we have somewhat a collaboration where we obviously use this amazing space, and I can say, like, you know, truly it has some innovative space to work from. But not just that, like the kitchen area where you supply like biscuits, which is really naughty because they go biscuits go on the hips, you know, and I try really hard to not have them biscuits, and there's a fruit option, I don't always take that fruit option, but you know, these are other things that I guess offer you the opportunity to have your own space and feel, you kind of feel like you are working from home to a certain degree, but just mixing, like you say, with other people. And it's surprising when you're in this type of environment, regardless how different your business may be, the amount of advice that people are willing to just give you for free.
Absolutely.
Including yourself, which is, I guess, something that comes as part of the package. Because if you want to give a little bit more on what you do with that.
So I'm the business engagement lead at The Hub. So I'm basically managing the place. And what I tend to do basically is help support our members on their business journey. So I kind of look at The Hub as a business incubator. And I want to support people on their journey. And we want to see people outgrow us, you know. They could go all the way up to the big office fit out and go further and beyond. Like, I just want to be a part of that journey, ensuring that people are set up for success. Because the biggest thing is that some people, particularly in business, they can start up something, not know exactly what they're doing, or they get too prideful when they start to struggle, and then they don't reach out for support. So making sure that we are this support network for local businesses and our members as well, I think is really, really important. So that is a huge part of my job. And I also get involved with the community a lot. I do like to reach out to the local businesses and see if there's any support that we can provide them. We try to do as much community give back as we can. So, for example, we had Cycling Without Age come up to Yanchep. So they're not actually members of the Y Hub, but, you know, we helped them get the word out. We connected him with Bethany's, the retirement village. And I checked in with them last Friday because it was like their first proper time doing rides. And they got, I think it was 17 rides down at the lagoon.
That's
so cool.
And then
they got 30 at Bethany's. And I was like, awesome.
That's so good. Exactly. Yeah. And this is the thing that you're creating within this space. It's just amazing.
And they're looking for volunteers, by the way, guys.
Oh, are they?
So if they need riders,
anyone
out there in Yanchep
that's
likes
great.
To ride.
Yeah. And just, let us know on the socials and we'll definitely be able to point them in the right directions. So in terms of like the benefits, we've talked a little bit about what the co-working space offers and the numerous advantages from flexibility and costs and fostering a sense of, I guess, community, right? That's essentially what we're doing. And how that all contributes to networking opportunities. So I give you an example. The Sundowners is a great one that you guys offer here. And you, from my understanding, you don't necessarily have to be a member to...
No. So all our members get access to our networking events, which we host a couple per month for free. But we also do ticket it out to the public for like $20. Like it's not much at all. But that It's just a great opportunity for people to be able to connect. And honestly, that is where I see the most collaborations happen. And it's awesome to see. I love watching it unfold.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I've been to pretty much most of the events since I've become, associated and with Y Hub. And they are really good. I mean, you offer some food as well, which we all know I like.
Yeah, food, drinks.
And there's some drinks. And actually, your last Sundowner was down at the
Bullrush.
Yeah, and they put on a nice little bit of, well, you guys put on a nice spread for us, and it was a good environment for people to
absolutely
be, because usually you do them here at Y Hub.
We usually have them different in the kitchen, but the reason we mix it up to the Bullrush is because they are a brand new bar here in Yanchep, so what better way to support a new local business by, you know, using their venue for our business Sundowner.
Yeah, it's just, which is perfect.
Yeah,
and obviously,
that's what we do.
Yeah, and this is what's so brilliant about the co-working space, because it's not just about having a place to be able to come and network and share laughs. Like, I have a lot of laughs here, I'll be honest. You know, and things don't always go the way that you want, so you can kind of be put with the, I guess, what's the word for it? Like the encouragement and also the lead.
It's pointed in the right
and
direction.
In the right direction of how that shift can obviously change into something. And the main thing about these, you know, connections in co-working space that we create and building meaningful connections, not just building a connection. And I'm all about connection, energy and well-being and all of these types of things. And so, you know, that gives you an opportunity to start having and initiating conversations that you wouldn't necessarily just go up to someone and start talking about, you know? So this is what I think is really important about just having the opportunity to do just that, to initiate a conversation that leads into something else. I mean, even me personally, I've had two really great conversations that have led me into something that's significant to my direction. Because aside from Coffee with Kathy and Claire, I'm also working on another project, which I'm not going to talk too much about, but with the help of Y Hub, Tidal Minds is something that I am doing with studying to be a life coach. And I don't really know what that means at the moment. I was just pointed in that right direction. And so much has happened since then to create, you know, working on a new project, which I'm really excited about. But I've had support from Y Hub on this, which I'm internally grateful for. And yeah, just, you know, working on a logo, and I've managed to meet somebody through here who's really helping me out, and is actually a member here. She, if anybody's looking for headshots, she's the one to go to, Tracy.
Tracy,
Groovy
Studio, yes.
So, you know, good on her, and she's helping me out with that. And then you've also got, I was having a really interesting conversation about the chimp paradox. I don't believe that these guys are a member here, but they are in the community. And he's pointing me in the direction of speaking to somebody who is connected to that, which is, for me, amazing.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. You just never know who you're going to meet. Mm. And I think that's the other benefit as well of working in a co-working space, is you can approach other members and utilize their services.
Exactly.
And there's one thing that I'm trying to encourage a little bit at the moment, to make sure that members are kind of collaborating a little bit more with each other's services, is even, you know, provide a member's discount for your services, you know, provide those options and make it more accessible for the other members, you know what I mean? So yeah, no, it's really, really good. I've seen a lot of people utilize each other's services, grow their business further. I mean, we've got accountants, we've got people in marketing. Yeah. There's such a mix here, which is what makes it so great.
You've got a massage.
Yeah, we got remedial therapy.
Oh, so good, honestly.
Yeah,
I've actually
needling
used
all of it, have you?
Yeah. Yeah, it was really good. I don't know, like, my neck gets really stiff because I sleep ridiculously. I don't know. Like, I'm on my face and I'm like, oh, you know, yeah, he was really good.
Yeah,
and also I think, like, it's important, you know, as you know, I'm all about well-being and that sort of stuff. And so just releasing tension through a massage is great. And it's something that's offered, like you say, in a space where you've got somebody who can deal with your finances which can be stressful, and then you can go next door and have yourself a little massage. Absolutely. Like, that's how cool it is.
Yeah.
And you're nurturing relationships by being in this space, because you're seeing them on a regular basis. You know, some of these guys here are daily.
Create friendships.
Yeah, and it can, and this is, you know, across the globe in these types of spaces, but in particular, I just think that Y-Hub do it really well. And hence why we're having the episode, just to kind of make it more a community episode and let them people know that there is, if somebody's stuck at home and feeling, though, I wish I had an office, but they can't afford an office, you know, this is where you would be able to be the contact that they come to completely open the gates.
Yeah, and even in our function spaces, so we've got function spaces here too. People do run their classes out of that too, that the community can come and be a part of. Like, we've got Ladies HQ are hosting their first women's circle.
I'm actually coming to
that. You're coming to that? I'm going to that too, actually. And then we also have Zumba that does her classes on Saturdays, 8 a.m. She's offering our members discounts as well. But it's, you know, fairly good price as well, just for the community in general. And then we've got Kung Fu Kindy. Yeah. You know, we've got some really cool things happening out of this space. It's so diverse. And then we've got a lab. We've got a lab here. Why Trace?
Yeah, you do. You have a lab.
Yeah.
How many co-working spaces do you think offer a lab? I think that would probably be quite...
It's quite unique.
A niche.
Yeah.
Yeah. And who occupies that space at the moment?
So that's Y Trace. So basically what they do is they trace the origin of honey.
Yes.
That's what they're doing. That's about all I know. I've tried to ask them before, but it goes over my head.
Oh, yeah. And so in terms of, like, is that connected to Beautify?
No. So they're completely separate companies, but Beautify is another member that we have here who do sell beauty products made from honey, which are
amazing.
I've used their products. So
same.
Great.
There's some in the kitchen.
Oh, is it?
I think it was a hand cream or something like that, maybe.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, oh, I think this would be for everybody to try.
It is really, really good, though. Really, really good.
100%. And again, like, that's like, you know, about building them connections, like, even with that. And I think they was probably at one of the first Sundowners that I went to.
Yeah,
and I found out such interesting facts about bees.
Oh, I know.
Like, unbelievable. But, you know, I did know that it was only the female that stung. I had read that, because I remember thinking to myself, oh, that's a little bit like mosquitoes, you know, because that's the same thing.
Yeah.
But I was being told that about the fact that the bees have, like, fly school. So they, like, legit have a school. And my mind went straight to bee moving.
That's where my mind
went. Yeah, we had the same thing. Like, we went straight to that, and it was, like, that environment of the bees, and they were given the job essentially for life.
Signed,
you know. Yeah, and then it's, like, all the macho bees, like, let's go out and get the pollen, you know. And, like, this is the thing.
This is real life.
Yeah.
It's and not an animation.
Exactly. And it was, like, so fascinating to hear. You know, something that I feel like could potentially be even taught in schools, you know, because there is such a story to tell about the world of bees and the fact that we wouldn't exist without them.
And this is where we actually do present a lot of these opportunities as well to members. So we've got not just networking events, but we've got a coffee and connect event where our members can get up and present something that they specialize in, or even their startup journey. So we actually have Y-Trace, who are going to be presenting in November.
Oh, perfect.
Because I just keep saying to them, I was like, I don't understand what you do. I want to know more. Everyone who comes through here, sees the lab, wants to know what's going on. Can you please do a presentation at our next Coffee and Connect and tell us all about it?
Yeah, which is so exciting. Yeah, I can't wait to see that.
I know. I'm really excited for it too. So they're going to be our Coffee and Connect in November. So that's an opportunity all our members have. Plus, we have classrooms here that people can, if they want, and this is open to the public as well, they can book out classrooms to do anything educational, like if they wanted to do a class on bees or a seminar, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the world's your oyster here. You're literally, like, limitless.
There's no limits, and I love that as well. And I think that's the perfect thing about, you know, you can even hire a boardroom out. I saw...
Yeah, we've got meeting rooms,
Yeah, you know... I think a few weeks ago it was, maybe a couple of weeks ago, and I'm like, hi, to this girl, thinking that she was someone totally different, thinking she's from Essex, because I was like, as if you ain't from Essex. No, I'm not. We've had this conversation. Then it clicked, and it took me a little while to figure out where it was, but I did work it out in the end, by the way.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
But, you know, that's the other thing as well. Like, you know, I believe from what I was sort of seeing is that that room is being leased out.
Yes.
Just for a couple of hours.
Yeah, and they weren't members. Yeah,
not members.
Yeah, they can book it through the public calendar.
There you go. So that's another really important thing that I suppose people don't realise that you can do.
Yeah, and you've got day passes as well. So if you just want to suss out what the co-working space is like, you know, dip your toe in, you can get a day pass. And same with the offices. You can get an office day pass as well.
Yeah, especially because actually, when Kathy and I were recording Coffee with Kathy and Claire before we started utilising, you know, and come into Y-Hub to do our recordings, there is a lot of building work going around in our living quarters. And I am not joking when I say that the house shakes. And if you listen back to some of our original episodes when we were recording from my little office, you could kind of hear the shaking of the house.
Oh, no.
And the rattling of the aircon, where it was really, it was really prominent. And so there may just be, and also on top of that, I do work from home. I have a business that I work for. I work for a company called Rose's Gourmet. I sell sauces, pestos, mayos, crackers, all of that. I want to say crap, but then that doesn't sound good. It's nice. And even working from home for me, when I wasn't on the road, it would be just kind of frustrating to have that building noise in the background or that shaking, because you know, like, your kind of body feels like it's shaking but it's not really shaking. And so it would be off-putting and kind of annoying,
distracting.
And so anybody in particular, because like co-working spaces as a whole around the world is growing, and I think that's, you know, one thing that we're trying to sort of like show, that there are other opportunities. But locally, when that building work's going on, guys, and you've had enough like I did, Y-Hub is literally an 11-minute drive up the road.
Yeah, it's good. It's good for that, as well as the fact that, you know, no matter where you're at on your business journey, say you're even in just the idea phase, you know, you don't even have to have your business sorted out.
Which is where I'm at.
Yeah, you don't need to have that whole planned out and ready to join a co-working space. You can still come into this space and you can be supported on that journey from the very beginning, from the seed.
Yeah.
We can help you plant it and you can grow.
That's such a good idea. So, like, just as an, I mean, this is just off the top of my head now, like, without thinking about it too much. So let's say, for example, like I've just mentioned earlier, we've got the, or I have a something that I'm working on in the backgrounds of Coffee with Kathy and Claire, which is just in production stages. Say I wanted to run a presentation on what my idea was to get this business up and running, but I have a presentation for it. Is that the sort of thing that you could potentially, with the space, do a presentation and say, I have this idea, I'm working on it, I would love to get the members' ideas of how I can add to this, or if
Absolutely.
They've got any feedback. Oh, amazing.
Yeah, you can do a pitch.
Yeah, like a pitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can definitely do something like that. It's actually been something we've had in discussion for a little bit, you know, to help members practice pitching any new ideas or just if they're wanting to, you know, sell further of their business into getting some investors involved or something like that. And
whether or getting sponsorships or something.
Sponsorships, yeah, and they have to practice that pitch. I think that's something that we really want to focus on in 2024, is bringing something like that into it, and even possibly having like a little panel where people will be able to give that feedback.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, another huge advantage in creating connections in the co-working space, you've just really, it's vibrant and it's the future really, isn't it?
It is. And I think what helps people the most, because Y-Hub is essentially a business incubator, what is helpful for most people, particularly when they're at that very beginning stage, is, you know, I see a lot of businesses, they go for the leap, they lease out a space, they commit to that contract for like 12 months, 2 years, whatever. But they, you know, maybe they didn't have the best business plan in place, maybe some other factors come into it and the business starts to, you know, windle down, it starts to flop, and then they start to panic and they're like, oh my goodness, I'm stuck in this lease, what do I do? And that's what we see a lot of, particularly up this way. So with the co-working space, you know, you don't have that commitment to a lease.
Yes.
And that's what helps a lot of new business owners, because they're not having to be, they're not putting in a place where they're going to be stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So they can choose as well, even with the offices, you can lease it on a month to month, or you can go for the 6 months, 12 months. It's literally up to you what you want to do.
Yeah.
And it's the same with the co-working. Like if you just want a day pass, you can have a day pass. If you know, you can choose what kind of co-working you want to do.
So there's a lot of flexible options available there, isn't there?
Flexible options, yeah.
And also, like, you know, even with just doing this podcast alone, even for myself, it's like I didn't know that that was an even option. So now it's like, you know, you can find out it's just endless. There's other ideas. And I know that you guys are really open to ideas from your members also.
Absolutely. Feedback is everything.
Yeah, which has been really exciting. And there's been some real, I would like to say, I probably think you would have seen it more than me, but like any highlights and successes of growth within a business that you think you've seen as a journey from your members?
Yeah, so one thing I could mention is Ulaunch. So they basically started off just leasing our meeting rooms for when they had clients coming up. And I think they were here like maybe like once a month or maybe once every 2 weeks or something. And then we'd get a flood of their clients coming through, and they were sitting with them in the meeting room, and they'd book it out the whole day.
Yeah.
And then it got to a point where they were getting so busy, they had to, you know, expand. And then we were able to offer them an office. So they just managed to level up, like, you know, within this incubator, which I thought was really, really cool. So it was awesome to watch that growth and to see them expanding. It's been really exciting.
That is exciting. And also, I suppose, like, anything from, like, you know, growth for not just that side of thing where they've gone from one business to another, but also just seeing it utilizing that space and having connections with other people where that's taken their business to another level, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, look, we do everything we can to support people at the start of their journey. So Tracy from Groovy Studio, for example, we set up a headshot branding day, which I believe is October 17th. So basically what that is doing for her is she's now gained a whole bunch of new leads, and she's able to book in people on that day, and she's, you know, earning quite a bit out of it. And that was just one day that we were able to organize her to help her get her, you know, work started.
Amazing.
Her portfolio going.
So
that's just like one way that we can assist as well. But yeah, I've seen other members collaborate. I've seen Beautify get really quite successful. They've been doing amazing work. They're the ones that have their honey beauty products.
Yeah, amazing. They're gorgeous.
And then
you've also held space for the NDIS as well. And have space coming up, which is really great, especially for locals who would want to know about that, and that whole system. And I know that it can be very complicated to understand, so I believe that whole thing that's coming up, which is...
Well, we had a workshop. It was on Monday.
Monday. So you had the workshop, which sadly I had to miss. But, you know, that sort of thing is fantastic, because it is a very complicated structure, and I think a lot of people can get overwhelmed. So even that alone, and then
was Lifeful that ran it. We have a few other people. We've got APM that are here, and we've got Ulaunch. They're not, I don't believe Ulaunch are NDIS providers, but Lifeful and APM I believe are.
Which is great, because obviously that's the other thing that you're getting the access to is, you know, not only are there success stories, but you also, like I've said before, you're nurturing these relationships. And one thing that humans need is nurturing and social interaction.
Absolutely.
That really even is, if you're an introvert as well, you still maybe need, you know, you still need that human interaction.
Yeah.
And I think that people who were working from home probably feel that. And I urge and reach out to those type of people in particular, to know that there is a space that you can work from, because some people really just don't know. I mean, I've been with people who have driven past and go, what is it, you know? So the whole point is that you have to understand that this is not just a building. This is a building with a vast amount of opportunity. And, you know, for me, co-working is kind of the future, you know? These massive organisations, great. And, you know, I work for a huge Sunrise. I work for a huge corporation. I'm not sure whether or not legally I can mention them, but I do. I work for them. But I'm a tiny little baby segment of them, yep. Roses. And Roses originally was like a family-run business. So I've gone from like a real tight-knit family-run business to huge, massive corporation. And I think people really who are in a position where they have a tiny business or a medium-sized business or even a large business that's not corporate world in particular, this is such a fit for them. Does that make sense
to
you?
Yeah, it does. It does make sense, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as the future of co-working evolves, it's likely to play a significant role in a lot of people's lives in business these days. And there's some, I guess, adapting and changing trends, and there's a lot that the future holds, and I'm very excited about one of them. I know currently at the moment, Paris, you are a host of your own podcast.
I am, yes.
And you are turning a space here, or at least in the stages of trying to get a studio, which yes. is so exciting.
Yes, we are currently at the quarantine stage, but really wanting to get one of our meeting rooms fitted out into a podcast studio because, you know, as we previously spoke about before, we even started recording, is, you know, there are no studios up this way. You have to go all the way into the city. So, you know, it would be really beneficial to have that here. You know, it would save me driving. Yeah. I'm not driving to the city.
Yeah, and also as well, you know, I've looked into this myself, and it's not just that they're in the city. A lot of these ones are very music-based and not based around the type of thing that you and I do. I mean, when we talk, well, let's just talk about podcasts now and podcasting, which is essentially why I'm here, not you, because you're running the show. But for me, it is all about podcasting in this realm of what we can give out there to the world. And in particular with the business that I'm working on in the podcasting world, it is about being able to pick the minds of very, very educated people in different fields of psychology, mentoring, life coaching, the list goes on, and be able to share that wisdom through a podcasting environment.
Yeah.
And this is, I listen to podcasts religiously. I didn't used to, but now that I'm obviously in that realm, I do want to know more about people's minds, and I find things really fascinating.
You can learn a lot.
And you can learn a lot, but also as well, by listening to these other people, you can pass on the wisdom. And then for myself, you know, my intention is not for anything other than helping other people. Now, I've looked into ways to help other people, and that was like, you know, being in aged care, for example, but No. I just didn't like certain aspects of that.
Yeah.
I think it's more in the hygienic sector. But my point is that it's a platform which is so exciting about having this co-working space, being able to actually focus on creating a space for that podcasting.
For the creators.
For the creators to be able to help. And that's the intention, is to be able to spread, you know, your wisdom, importantly, those who are in a specific field of wisdom, like your podcast is on rehabilitation and addiction, which is, you know, there's a world full of, sadly, there's a world full of listeners that you would have that may be different to mine, but still on the same journey, if this is all making sense.
Yeah. I mean, mental health and addiction is completely related. So.
Of course. Mental health, well-being, neurodivergency, all of these things, they're all intertwined.
Yeah.
And, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts, you know, Diary of a CEO. I listen to somebody in America called Brooke Castell. Like, there's quite a few that you would probably do the same in research
for
podcasting. So the fact that, for me, like the fact that you have this space being presented in a local area in particular is so exciting.
Yeah, no, I'm really, really excited about it. And I think as well, it brings another unique part to Y-Hub because, for example, you know, it's not just, you know, your average businesses that are coming into this space. It's also online businesses, which is kind of a unique and a very different area. It's a different business model as well. It's just completely diverse. So it's good that at least I have some of that experience that I can guide people through that as well. And yeah, just getting more people on that business journey in here would be fab.
Exactly. And that's the thing, you know, that is where it is adapting to. And also, you know, for me in particular, the reason that I come here for the podcasting, that's a field that I'm being able to even network, to be able to like find other people, to be able to pick their brains, to network and find somebody who knows somebody and so forth. And it's so exciting. And it is, it, for me, it's like the future of small, medium, even to large businesses. And I would like to, you know, on behalf of Coffee with Kathy and Claire, thank you for the services that you've been able to provide to us, because they have been detrimental to be able to have growth and to be able to put it out there. But also, just like I said, this episode is primarily a community event, but even across the globe, knowing about these co-working networking spaces is definitely something that I think has been, you know, good to get out there into the minds of people.
Absolutely. And I think as well, one thing that a lot of people forget is you really do need to show face a lot of times to represent your business. So showing up to these events, getting yourself out there in person is quite vital to really getting you on the ground and getting yourself known, particularly in your local areas. I think that's really, really important and ensures success.
Yeah, agreed. And I think that's a great tip, because I was going to finish up and wrap it all up with, have you got any tips? You know, just for maybe, even if you're not necessarily looking for the space, but certainly, you know, becoming a member and attending the community events, whether that, for us, obviously, it's Y-Hub in Yanchep, but there's other options. I mean, you've got a place in the city, right, as well, am I right in thinking that?
We've got a collaboration with Liberty, which I believe is in Joondalup.
Yeah.
Not too sure if we've got a collaboration in the city. We might do. I'd have to look into that.
But either way, wherever you can get to that's a co-working space, if you need it, I just think even for mental health, well-being, and getting out and socializing and having that aspect of like what human needs of the human interaction, it's just so good.
Yeah, just mix
and,
it up.
Yeah, mix it up comes with a lot of, it comes with a lot of opportunity, and what I like to say is a nurturing of relationships.
Yeah, it's always worth giving a try. Yeah. I think, you know, it's one of those things that you only know what you know, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You have to just get out there and try
and pick other people's brains while you're at it.
Yes.
Well, look, I want to just say thank you to yourself, Paris, for representing Y-Hub here in Yanchep in particular today, and obviously putting it out there to our listeners about what is actually available, be it from the flexibility of working all the way through to them networking opportunities and all of the additional things that you offer here, for example what you were saying, like presentations and support, it is all greatly appreciated. I'm sure I speak on behalf of everybody who's a member here. You know, I just inspire and hope that this inspires others to explore that space, and the powerful tool that comes with it in so many dynamics. But to our listeners, I just want to ask you to subscribe, review, give us any of your own experiences, and what you've found in terms of a collaboration in co-working spaces or any success stories that you might have, and share this episode with friends and colleagues, because I feel like, you know, you would probably agree, Paris, that there's definitely people out there maybe that don't even know that this space exists.
100% there is.
Yeah. And so I think we should wrap it up with keeping in mind co-working and networking can definitely create success within your business.
So change your life.
Exactly. And thanks again for coming on, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening, guys. You can find us on all the socials, including Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Just search for Coffee with Kathy and Claire and make sure that you follow and subscribe.
Love you all.
Bye.